Welcome to Masechah Shavuos, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Hei, Chapter 4, Mishnah 5. The Mishnah begins. The fellow says to Edom, to witnesses, Mashpiani Aleichem, I make you swear, that you are not going to come and testify, Sheyeshli Biad Pliny Pikadon, that I have something that I own in somebody else's hands. I mean, the guy has to give me back my object. Usisu Mesyad. Additionally, he borrowed money from me. Ve'gazel, and he stole something from me. Ve'aveda. And he also found a lost object that's mine. So testify that all these objects by him and this money by him is mine. The witnesses respond, Shavua she'ein anu yodin lach edus. We swear that we don't know any testimony. They didn't, delineate each thing, the loan and the theft, etc., etc. Says the Mishnah, ein chayav en al achas, they're only liable for one shavua. So they said once, we swear we don't know, that's it. However, let's say they said shvur she'ein anu yodin. We swear that we don't know sheyesh l'cha biyad pliny, that you have in that fellow's hand pikadon, an object that's your tisu mesiad, a loan, the gazel, stolen object, vaveda, something that you lost. So when they denied it, they delineated each of the details. Then chayav al kol achas v'achas. Then for each and everything that they denied, they're going to be liable separately for making shvur sa'edus. Concludes the mishpah mashpiani alichem. If a fellow says, I make you swear, that you're not going to come and testify, that I have stuff that's by objects that belong to me in that fellow's hands, and what are those objects? Chitin, wheat, sairim, barley, kusmin, spelt. And they say, we swear we don't know any testimony, just like the first case. They're only going to be liable once because they said it one thing. However, if let's say they delineate, we swear that we don't know. So in their denial, they give each detail, they delineate each detail, says the Mishnah, then they'd be responsible for each object that they denied, the wheat, the barley, the spelt, etc. Let's see one more Mishnah, Mishnah Vav. The fellow says to witnesses, I'm making you swear that you're not willing to come and testify, that this fellow has to pay me money because he damaged me, and you know about it, you saw the damage. V'chati nezek, or half nezek. Actually, the Mark explains to talk about chati nezek, tzroiris. The Mishnah teaches us in the second parak of Maseches Baba Kama that if, let's say, an animal is walking and it kicks up tzroiris, small pebbles, and they go and they damage kalim, they damage vessel. The halachas, you pay chati nezek. That's actually just a knas, it's a penalty. Or tashlume kefal. Or a fellow says to witnesses, you have to testify about me that fellow owes to pay me kefal if he stole something from me, and he has to pay back double. That's what the Torah says. Or tashlume arba v'chamisha, or four or five times the value. We know the halachas, if someone steals an ox or a sheep, and then he shechts them, he slaughters them, or he sells them, he has to pay five times the bucka, or five times the ox, four times the seif, four times the sheep. So he's telling him, you should testify about me. Why promise me you don't know any testimony about this case? Visha anas ish plenius biti. Swear to me that you don't know testimony about the fact that this fellow raped my daughter, upita, or he seduced her, as biti, my daughter. Shikani bini. Or he says to witnesses, swear to me you don't know testimony about the fact that my son hit me. That if a person's son hits them, he has to pay tashlum, he has to pay actual value of the damages. If he hits him and there's blood, there's a chabura, he's liable to get death. But here he just hit him and didn't make an actual wound. Vishachav al bichaveri, or swear to me that my friend, you don't know anything about the fact that my friend wounded me. Vishahid likeskadishi biyamakipurim, or that he lit my pile of grain on Yom Kippur. In that situation, the halacha is as a chiyuv of karis, but nevertheless one has to pay. So in all the other aforementioned cases, all the cases until Harei L'Chayavin, they're going to pay for Shavua Sa'edus, because in each of these cases there would be financial ramifications, and now you're swearing falsely that you don't know anything about it, so that's a typical case of Shavua Sa'edus. So in this situation, a person would be liable. However, if let's say there would be a situation where including this would be death, so let's say a person hit his father and he caused blood, in that situation you don't pay for the punitive financial damages. There's just Misa. In that situation, there's no Shavua Sa'edus. Wishing you a fantastic day.